Somebody else has a question? You're on.
He's more interested in this question.
No, but he has, it was on the tip of his tongue. Or you have to keep yours more on the tip.
We were walking around Radhakund in different small villages with Akshayananda this week. And we met some people. It was actually an incredible experience, especially in the area of Suryakund. We met some people.
Suryakund,
yes, close to that area. We met some people who seemed to be attained the full mercy of Krishna, because we met some, it was a really old lady, and she 24 hours constantly she's chanting.
Vrajabasi lady.
Vrajabasi, yeah. You could see that this is not a, this is not a mental thing, that it's coming completely from heart, like all her body, all her heart. She's completely absorbed in that, and it was an incredible experience for us to meet with her, because actually we were able to see what does it mean to chant 24 hours out of raga, out of real
Rajava.
Yeah, and what I wanted to ask is that because she seemed to be not knowing any philosophy or these points of view.
Gopis didn't know much either. Sounds like you sure you didn't go back in a time machine and you went to, you know, Krishna's Leela and it was a Gopi and her name was her name Vishaka? Or?
Yeah, actually.
You actually met a Gopi, that's all. She was really into it and she didn't know much and she was just making cow dung patties and milking cows. It's the gopis. It's the Braja gopis. Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in Svarta Darshini, 10th canto, Vishwanatha has so many verses. He says, he describes, it's a fact, how the verb choice is present. Like one verse, it says, 10th canto, chapter 90, last chapter, 10th canto, it says, Jananivas, talks about Mathura. It says sannihito, and that verb is in the present. And he said, "Oh Krishna, you're always living in Mathura." So several places in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the present, you know, present, right now. Not, "Oh Krishna was living in Mathura," or Krishna, you know, no, Krishna is, and it's deliberately Vyasa Muni uses present tense to indicate the eternality and nitya aspect of Krishna's living in Vrindavan. Vrindavanam prityaja paramekam nagachati, it says. Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. So even in Bhagavatam, so many places are using these present tense verbs. So Krishna's still here. And that old lady you met in Suryakund who was just totally enraptured by chanting Krishna's name and apparently totally attached to it and externally apparently unread and can't read or write, doesn't know anything. But we can't see the previous life. And maybe she was a big pundit in her last life, Brijvasi pundit, and got so much worship and adulation. And all that pundit ever really wanted to do is just be in the background, and be a humble Brijvasi, and just be absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna. That was his desire. So then Krishna said, "All right, you become a housewife. You become a Brijvasi gopi in next life. And you won't be a pundit. You won't be a Brahmin. You won't be a Pracharak. You can just, all day long, you can make cow dung patties and rotis and feed your family and chant my holy name. Then when you're old, you can just absorb yourself in the holy name and relish Bob and come to me." So maybe a blessing. Maybe she was some big super pundit, Chaturvedi pundit in her last life. No one can tell. You can't measure someone by what your eyes see. Right? But that you are blessed by that experience. You are looking for Krishna. So before you find Krishna, you find his devotees. You're wandering in Braj. Why? Why is anybody wandering in Braj? To make money? To see the sights? To take pictures? To send home to your mom and dad? No. To find Krishna? Why do we live here? Why do we move here? Everywhere. Krishna's everywhere. Comes as a child. He comes as any form, any way. becomes his guru. Shri Radha. How's the question? I was just in. How was it? I just got so lost in it, seeing your experience that I didn't really catch the question.
The question was, how is it possible?
I guess I answered it.
Yeah.
Because in the, somewhere I saw in the Shloka book, some verse, I don't even recall where, but you probably must have heard it, that if someone is spontaneously attracted to chanting God Krishna's name, that proves that he has been chanting for 100 previous births. It's a lot of chanting. Probably didn't. 99 births he wasn't, or 98 births he didn't chant too well, but then 99th one he got really good. Then when he took the 100th one, he was in ecstasy. So think about where we are now, where we have to go. The goal is Prem Nam, and Prem Seva, and Darshan, and Spurtis, and Astasattvic Vigars, transformations of the body due to spiritual ecstasy. Are we there? Is it right around the corner? Is it right down the street? Is it right over the hill? Is it in our pocket even in this life? What is Rupa Goswami says? Bhava is Sudurlava. Moksha Lagutakrit and Sudurlava, the two lakshana of Bhava Bhakti. Sudurlava, very, very rare. So without Bhav, there's no astasattvic vikars, because they're Bhava, transformations of Bhav. So Prem Nam, and then first there's Bhav Nam. So it may take how many lifetimes? 99? 96? 100? Keep chanting and hope for the best. That's all we can do. It's called Ashabandha. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ashabandha. Ashabandha means bound. Asha means hope. Bandha means I'm bound. I'm tied up with hope. I know you say, oh, you're hopeless, you'll never make it. Okay, you say I'm hopeless, I'll never make it. Anyway, I have hope that Krishna will be merciful. Now I keep trying. This is a devotee. I don't know Sanskrit, I don't know Hindi, I don't know Bengali bhajans. I don't understand that much philosophy. I think I know something, then I get confused. How will I ever get anywhere? Sometimes I'm really convinced. Sometimes I think it's all fairy tale. Sometimes I doubt there's a God. Sometimes I'm convinced there's God. So we just have to have, we have hope. Ashabandha, we just keep going. Satsri Maharaj once said that the Madhyama Adhikari, that platform is called the vast intermediate zone. It's like one shore, one beach or one shore is where you start, and the other shore or beach of the country, wherever, is where your destination. And in between is the ocean. So the Kanishtha Adhikari is on one shore, and the Uttama Adhikari is on the other shore, and the Madhyama Adhikari is in the ocean. He's swimming across the ocean of anartha nivritti. Anartha is not for us. Illusions and sadhana and sadhya, vibram, confusion and bewilderment about what is the practice and what is the goal anyway? Are we all coward boys? Are we all gopis? Are we all, we're just das and adas? I know I'll find out one day I'll hit my head on a rock and say, oh yeah, I knew I thought I was a coward boy. Now I know. Where does your heart go? Doesn't go anywhere. Okay, keep chanting, keep associating. How does it start? How does the stai rati receive from outside yourself? Bhakti you receive. How can you have stai rati and then inside yourself you have a stai rati? I mean, it's a permanent loving relationship with Krishna and a specified rasa. It's called stai rati. But at the same time you don't have bhakti. There's no such thing. Stai rati is an existential state of prema. Stai rati manifests at the stage of bhava and prema. So the guru gives you the stai rati. The guru gives you bhakti. Guru Krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bij pai, he gives you. You receive from guru. If we have bhakti inside of us, then the whole world should be chanting Hare Krishna. Be bhaktis. They're not. A whole lot of preaching and a whole lot of... And then so some kripa Vaishnava or Krishna comes inside, then bhakti comes. And what do we speak of stairati? We're not born with stairati. So generally, guru gives us stairati. That means because first he gets seed of bhakti. A person does the bhakti, then he's associating with guru, other Vaishnavas. Oh, this is so nice hearing about the gopis and all this. Oh, I want to be a gopi too. Then he gives us siddhadeya and the stairati. It's like this. Otherwise, if it wasn't like that, then say, because in Gaudiya Sampradaya tradition, all gurus give the stairati of Manjari Bhav, right? It's called Madhura Rati or Bhavalas Rati. Madhura means conjugal, you're assisting in the conjugal loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But the special variety of the Manjaris, Madhurya Bhav variety, is called Bhavalas Rati, Bhavulas. That we have more love for Radharani than Krishna, and as Radharani's heart is rising, Ulas means rising in waves of happiness and joy and bhavas and feelings. That's reflected in our hearts because we're Tadatmika with her, by our Seva Bhav and by our surrender. That's called Bhavalas Rati, that mood of Bhav and attachment towards branch of Madhura Rati. So if it was a fact that everyone had a Stairati, then all the thousands and thousands of devotees over the past 500 years, they're all given Stairati of Madhurya Rati and Bhavalas Rati of Mantris. They're all given Mantri Bhav. So many of these devotees became perfect and siddhas by chanting. So if they had some other stairati from time eternal, all those thousands of devotees that were all blanket, you know, in a blanket way, all given Gopi Bhav and Madhura Rati, they would be chanting after 20, 30 years, 40 years, oh, I'm not a gopi. I just realized by all this purification of my consciousness and all this purification of my mind, I have so much attachment. I want to be the mother of Krishna. Has it ever happened? No. This is called logic, you know. Naya. You hear something, use your brain and analyze it. What is the tradition? What? Because you understand one presentation, Stairati's there, so it kind of comes out, right? By meeting somebody like that. So, I never heard of anyone that receives Gopi Bhav that gives it up and becomes this. And the supporters of this philosophy, they cite a few examples of Nitya Parishads, like Murari Gupta, who's Hanuman from Ram Lila, and that's told in Gurgana Deshadipika. He's a Nitya Parishad. So Nitya Parishad means Nitya, they have Nitya Stairati. We're not Nitya Parishad, so we don't have Nitya Stairati. So, well, just as you know, they tried to change his Stairati, Lord Krishna Chaitanya told him to chant the Mahamantra. You know, chant Hare Krishna. Oh, and then he couldn't. He stayed up all night. Murari Gupta. Oh, I can't break my Ishtadev Ram. I'm always chanting Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. But now Lord Chaitanya wants me to chant Krishna. But I can't disobey Lord Chaitanya because he's also God, and I can't disobey Ram because he's my Ishtadev, my worshipful God. So what to do? So he was like really, what to do? And he went the next day. He said, I'm sorry, my Lord, I couldn't chant Hare Krishna. He said, that's all right. Your Stairati is your Dasyarati Hanuman. Dasyarati Hanuman Aki. So this, you see, you know, you couldn't change. You know, he tried to change. It doesn't fly. Duki Krishnadas. Duki Krishnadas from the Shamananda Sampradaya. Shamananda Parivar. Gaudiya Sampradaya, founder of Radha Sham Mandira, Vrindavan. He was initiated by Hridaya Chaitanya. Hridaya Chaitanya is a coward boy, a gopa, Nitya Parishad of Balaram, Dwarasa Gopal. So he was initiated by a guru in Sakiras, and he was teaching him, and he had that association, but he didn't express any interest in that. Then he came to Vrindavan to take shiksha from Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami instructed him about Gopi Bhav and everything that he heard from Lord Chaitanya. Then he got too much interested in that. And Jiva said, look, you go sweep Seva Kunj, because that's where Radharani and Krishna meet. You do seva there, you'll get the kripa of Radharani and the gopis. And then you'll, if you get their kripa, then this gopi bhava I'm telling you about it will manifest. So then he got the kripa in a big way. Radharani came to him, Shamananda. And then he said, yo, you're my gopi. Gave him the stivati, initiated by Radharani. Sometimes stories told he was given the stivati and diksha pranali by Jiva Goswami. But some say that he directed and did this save and had this dream. And like so there's different stories. And basically, Radharani gave him that tilak, special tilak with her ankle bell. Ankle bell is a little circle and has a little slit in it. You know, ankle bell, ching, 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 ching. There's a little hole in it. And when they make it, first they put a little silver ball inside. They have a hollow, you know, hollow? And then it's like two halves. It's a mold. And they put the ball in there. Then they close it and they weld it. It has a little hold, you know? Yes, it's hollow, you know. It's like a bell inside a ball, you know, there's a ball and inside ching ching ching, but there's an opening so the sound comes out. A little tiny opening. So he found that, and then Radharani, then he gave it to Radharani, and Radharani took some kunkum with some tears or whatever and put that on there, and then it made this kind of hole like that, like the hole in the bell. But then where the bell is, it came out and made a dot, a bindu. Because the bell's the round ball, so it goes down the nose. You've also seen in Vrindavan. Yeah. It's like this, and there's variations of that different. And maybe Swami Haridas also. It's called Nupura Tilak. Nupura means ankle bell. And Shamananda got that. So this is what we see from our contemporary acharyas and the Sixth Goswami's writings, that the jiva, he doesn't have a fixed stirati with Krishna, and he can attain any stirati by his association and by the mercy of the devotees and God, and by his association and by his sadhana and practices. That's the conclusion of the Gaudiya Siddhanta.